Today we find generally many people are feeling very down, depressed, etc. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aftar Sahib, Rahimahullah, has taught us a wonderful wazifa, and one of our friends refreshed it again, and it is something that we all should try and read. Hazrat says that if we find in our house there is a lot of fighting carrying on, people are unhappy, everyone is, they are sick people, all problems in the house, a person doesn't know which direction to turn to, then this wazifa is very, 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 very valuable. And it isn't only for the home, but generally many people are feeling down, they feel we're going to crack any time, we have lost it all, everything, where there's destruction everywhere, we don't see any light in front, people are feeling very down. So for that, this wonderful wazifa which Hazrat has taught. Hazrat said, read, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. The three names of Allah which are in Bismillah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Hazrat said, you can read it that way, or you can read it with great passion and with feeling, and like you are seeing Allah, that you are speaking to Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And then Hazrat adds also, together with that, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi Khirli, Wa Anta Khairul Rahimin. O Allah, forgive me, you are the best of those who show mercy. Wa Anta Arhamul Rahimin. O Allah, the mercy, the most mercy you show. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and inform our friends and whoever we can. This is a wonderful wazifa. And Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written, Al-Khayru Kathirun, that goodness is in abundance. How many other beautiful, beautiful du'as. One, of course, which hopefully we should never forget, that the three quls with Bismillah, every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. So anyway, so there is a lot of goodness. Al-Khayru Kathirun, Wafa'iluhu Qaleelun. There is a lot of goodness, but the doers of it are very few. One time, even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum explained the virtues of certain amal, and he explained what the great virtues are, but he said very few will do it. So, unfortunately, Allah make us amongst those few who will do it. The few who will do, they will be very, very fortunate. So even like Durood Sharif, we heard just now all the great virtues, but how many of us are really reading our Durood? To read every day Durood, to read more Durood Sharif on Fridays, each one of us, we can still ask ourselves, am I doing it? My three quls, am I doing it? Many people are feeling that they are influenced by Jadu, etc. The solution is so easy in the Quran Sharif. Just Ayatul Kursi, our three quls, etc. So many du'as of protection we have got. We just do that, but unfortunately we are not prepared to do the shortcut, the easy, the cheap way, but we are prepared to go the long cut, go by amil after amil. And unfortunately, landing up at Sangomas also, and at a fortune tellers also, and at other people also. Once a person takes that route, then really it just takes a person to worse and worse things. And then how much money, how much time goes in all that. And to do the basics of deen, Allah give us all tawfiq. So Allah give us tawfiq.